I have been away from this microphone for a month and a half. Many of you kind souls out there have said you missed my commentary during my absence. To you, I send my thanks. Of course, some others of you did not miss me at all. I know who you are. Sometimes it takes a six-week illness to remind one that an organ like a kidney has an importance that, in relative terms, is slightly more significant than, say, a tear duct. Around Thanksgiving, my kidney decided it was time to remind me that it's something to which I should pay more attention. A tap on the shoulder, if you will. Now that I'm on the mend, my medical pit crew tells me that I've got to lose 35 pounds and build my overall fitness if I expect to better cope with the medical surprises of middle age. Can I tell you something? The thought of losing 35 pounds intimidates me. No diet will do it, you see. All the various wellness letters say one thing: serious, permanent weight loss requires a change in behavior. See, that's the part I don't like. It means eating to live, not living to eat. Sensible food. No snacks. No second helpings. It also means trudging to my friend Jake's gym when, in relative terms, on some days I think I'd rather visit my dentist. In my 40s, during my congressional years, my metabolism kept me fairly slim. The only attention I paid to weight loss was usually to compliment my colleagues for shedding pounds, even if they didn't deserve it. I'd say things like, "Hey, you sly dog, have you been losing weight?" My colleague would beam with gratitude. Then I'd ask him to support one of my amendments. I got more stuff passed that way. Not really, but the flattery didn't hurt relations with my peers. I've always been of the opinion that you can't change human behavior after, say, the age of 6. But I know that's not really true because I quit smoking cold turkey after more than 30 years of lung pollution. My doctor says I should plan to take a full year to shed these 35 pounds. No quick fixes, the only route to permanent weight loss. Once, when I shopped for some slacks in a crowded store in Seattle, the sales rep asked in a voice that was a couple of decibels too loud, "Would you tell me your waist size, sir?" I said no, but that I would be happy to write it down on paper. Well, 12 months from now, with discipline, the only writing I intend to be doing is my commentary. This is Les Aucoin.